From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Brock, September 5th, Sports Desk Live, here's what matters this hour. Let's get into it. First, from PFT All, LSU blinks, for now, on the issue of putting former NFL players on the roster. Discretion is the better part of valor, or something. Despite an injunction allowing LSU to add former NFL players DeQuan Wright and Xavier Harris to the roster before Saturday's season opener against Clemson, LSU opted not to do so, via Pete Thamel of ESPN, before the Friday night deadline. The roster has 103 players, leaving two spots for Wright and Harris. Thamel adds that the two players could be added later in the season. Next, second, from BBC Sport Tennis. Williams sisters exit US Open, but excite, what does future hold? Rarely has a women's doubles first round match headline a US Open night session, but the Williams sisters are like no other pairing. Serena and Venus Williams might have a combined age of 90, but their star remains undimmed. Neither does their ability to compete at the highest level when they are in tandem. Even though the superstar siblings, aged 44 and 46, lost on their highly anticipated Grand Slam return, their performance in a narrow defeat by 14th seeds Hao Qingchan and Maya Joy led to an entertaining night in New York. Up next, third, from Sky Sports. Serena and Venus Williams suffer agonizing US Open doubles defeat. Serena and Venus Williams turned back the clock to defeat Maya Joy and Chan Haoqing in a US Open women's doubles first round epic. In a fight to the finish, the Williams sisters rallied to force a third set tiebreaker in which they blew a 5-0 lead before falling to Joy in Chan 6-3, 6-7, 8-6, 7-6, 10-7 in 3 hours and 2 minutes. And then, fourth, from Awful Announcing. Aryna Sabalenka disturbed by weed during US Open match. It's so strong. Aryna Sabalenka breezed past Kamila Rekimova 6-3, 6-4 to reach the US Open round of 16. Early in the first set, she stopped play, walked to the chair umpire, and asked, "Someone is smoking weed. Do you mind? It's so strong." The smell, likely from outside or nearby workers, made her pause. In the post-match press room, she laughed, told reporters she'd just asked people not to smoke near the courts. When a journalist asked if it was her first whiff, she shrugged, noting the win. She'll next face Taylor Townsend, still chasing a historic three-peat. Next, fifth, from Awful Announcing. Scott Hansen says to expect fewer ads during NFL Red Zone this season. Host Scott Hansen wants viewers to know the ad creep will calm down at the start of the 2026 NFL season, and they can expect to see fewer than last year. "I could tell you from where we ended last year, there will not be more," Hansen told Front Office Sports' Baker Machado this week. In fact, the actual ads that you see, there will be fewer of what we call the 15-second commercials with the audio going and the product and whatnot. That isn't to say that ads are going away. Those days are almost certainly over. That's the rundown. Back at it tomorrow. New here. Grab your...